This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Milky Monday, where Lee Milky's guest this week, StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski.
Dave, we saw continued declines in spot cheese last week. Butter moved higher, and non-fat dry milk and whey saw a little strength, but doesn't point to any return to at least the cost of production on the farm. Is this tightening, along with high beef prices, resulting in the increased culling we're seeing and or the shuttering of dairies across the country?
Absolutely, we're seeing increased culling. There's no doubt about that. I don't know where we stand year-to-date on the shuttering of dairies. But the last 12 weeks, cow slaughter in the U.S. is up 3.5% versus the same 12-week period in 2022. So we are culling more, and a larger portion of that cull is going for beef. So that's a very interesting change from this time last year. But yeah, we had a really weak expansion last year, and we're culling more aggressively now, and cattle prices are still rising. Although we've had bounces in milk, class 3 and 4, they've been moderate and they've been sold off. And we'll continue to be in this kind of volatile path as we go through the peak of milk production in the U.S. But, I look at it and say, well, gee, I'm guessing there's probably some changes in feed on farm. You know, people are kind of trying to clean up what they can in terms of the ration and cheapen it up as much as they possibly can. We've seen that kind of come through in the components of milk, which are both protein and butterfat are down over the last 12 months. But now, that other shoe to drop is cull. So I think dairy farmers, they want to milk cows. That's what they do for a living. They don't want to cull animals unless they're going out of business. And I think these margins are going to be tight for a little while, tough, I should say, not tight, but tough. The issue is guys that have extra, absolutely, with these beef prices being what they are, they're going to be calling a little extra. But I guess I'd say the price of milk has a bigger impact on their margin than that of the beef price.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Failure is uncomfortable, even downright painful sometimes. As a result, it is often looked upon as something to be avoided at all costs. The truth is, failures can provide an abundance of opportunities, even miracles, when we apply them correctly.
There is a four-step process to harvesting miracles from failure. Step one is acknowledging the mistake. Accept your responsibility in the failure.
Step two is to ask an extremely important question. What do I need to do differently so that this never happens again? Step three is to make the adjustment. Sometimes a simple change, and sometimes it may require altering a habit.
Step four is to move on. When failures happen, it can be easy to get stuck blaming yourself or others. Mistakes happen to everyone. Apply these four steps and harvest your miracles.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture making grants available to groups who have projects that will help control or prevent chronic wasting disease. USDA Radio's Gary Crawford has more with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Chronic wasting disease is an infectious disease of servant animals such as deer, elk, and moose. It works along the lines of mad cow, causing the brain cells of the animal to slowly die, eventually killing the animal, but not before perhaps it has spread the infection to its own wild herd and possibly farmed herds as well. The USDA has announced it's making available about $12 million in grants directed at chronic wasting disease.
We're using the resources to enter into cooperative agreements with states and tribes in an effort to try to focus on both wild and domestic herds.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the grants will be used by various groups for things like improved surveillance and rapid diagnosis and better management of infected herds.
We also are looking at the role of research, trying to determine exactly how this is transmitted so that we get a better understanding and appreciation for what we can do to mitigate the consequences of this and ultimately, potentially, hopefully, at some point in time, eradicate it.
USDA is taking applications for grants until June 12th. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com.